Good evening. I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. One of the candidates running for the Democratic nomination in Illinois' 13th Congressional District says the tax plan that Republicans unveiled this week is more the same. Joe Ebel says Republicans have not released details, but from the outline that he's seen, it looks very similar to tax cuts enacted by former presidents Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush.
And not only do we see the parallels there, but we can then sort of look forward to what the consequences of those are going to be, the cost borne by those who are least able to do it.
And he adds any tax proposal he would support would have to ease the tax burden on low and middle income people and begin taxing capital gains and carried interest as ordinary income. Ebel is one of four Democrats hoping to oppose Republican incumbent Rodney Davis in next year's election. The others are Dr. David Gill of Bloomington, Eric Jones of Edwardsville, and Betsy Londrigan of Springfield. And the head football coach at SIU says he's disappointed in the rhetoric surrounding the controversy of NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. Nick Hill says as a player at the college and professional levels and as a coach in high school and college, football has given him an opportunity to be around people from different races and different backgrounds. He says he wants his program to make a difference during these turbulent times.
If you're going to complain about it or spout off on the social media one way or another, hopefully you're doing something about it in your community to make the world a better place, I think.
Hill says the country as a whole could learn a lesson from football teams because they are examples of how people from all types of backgrounds can come together to work with one another. Hill made these comments on Saluki Radio's Nick Hill Live program. Tonight, clear skies will get down to 47. I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. Good evening.